This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Thanksgiving is drawing near, and Colorado is starting to light up as a winter wonderland. CPR's Eden Lane shares a growing list of community events that you can attend.
Each year, communities across Colorado mark the transition to winter's holidays with a range of festive lights, tree lightings, and other displays to get you in the spirit. One of the first events happens at Denver's Botanic Gardens, Blossoms of Light. The garden's Chatfield Farms site gets in the spirit, too. There's a list of many more places you can go to take in holiday sights and sounds at CPR.org. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Colorado residents have voted to direct $300 million a year to affordable housing projects. Proposition 123 will funnel a fraction of Colorado's taxable income into programs that help essential workers buy homes and increase affordable housing stock. Supporters say it's the first significant housing measure to appear on the statewide ballot. The Adams County District Attorney has dropped all charges against a protester who was demonstrating against the death of Elijah McClain in the summer of 2020. Dax Dalton was charged with three misdemeanors, including engaging in a riot for his alleged role in a protest outside of an Aurora police substation. District Attorney Brian Mason said he could not prove the charges beyond a reasonable doubt. This is CPR News and KRCC. It is 2:06. Thank you for joining us. Coming up, we'll get some fresh air, so don't go anywhere. And speaking of fresh air, if you're thinking of going outside for a walk, maybe bundle up, because highs around most of the state are in the mid to low 30s today. You can get more weather updates, including if we'll see more snow this week, at CPR.org.